This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Values, money and me.
We all know it's important to save energy because it helps reduce harm to the planet. Dale and Kyle are finding out it's also a great way to save money too. Mum's got home from work to find the house humming with activity. But it's not the boys, it's the electricity supply that's hard at work.
Boys, come down here! You're costing me a fortune right now and not doing the planet any favours either.
What do you mean? We were just playing on the Xbox. That doesn't cost any money.
Yeah, we haven't bought a new game in ages.
But your gadgets and all the appliances in this house use energy. And we have to pay for every second of energy we use. Come and look.
The energy we use costs money. Mum shows the boys the energy meter display. Do you know what energy meters are and where they are in your house? The boys can see how the amount of energy is being measured all the time. And Mum explains that each measure costs a certain amount of money. But how can we use less? Do you have any ideas?
Let's check out the kitchen. So we've got the dishwasher running with just two plates in it and the washing machine is in full swing.
Yeah, all right. Just my trousers in there. I need them for tonight.
And all the lights are on even though it's a sunny day out there. So maybe you could tell me how we could do things better.
All right. So I'm thinking we make sure we switch off the lights when they're not needed and only use the dishwasher and washing machine when they're full.
Good idea. The laundry basket was overflowing last time I looked, so that's easy enough.
And the washing machine's got a cool cycle. It's shorter too, so uses less electricity and water.
Not bad. All right, next stop, the living room. Dell, what's wrong in here?
Well, the TV could go off.
And I've left the window open, even though the heating is on? That's pretty stupid, isn't it?
It's not the best decision. What's the point of paying to warm up the air just to let it escape?
The boys have come up with some great ideas. After the big switch off, Mum makes tea and they have a chat about other ways they could save energy, even when they're not in the house. Do you have any ideas about what they could do?
Well, I could ride my bike to school instead of getting the bus. I know the bus pass is expensive. Hey, Mum, you could walk to work.
I suppose you're right. I keep saying I should get fitter. It's not much fun standing at the bus stop in the rain. I might as well take a brolly and walk it.
And what about our water bottles? Instead of buying disposable ones, we should try harder to use our reusable ones.
We could also stop getting new plastic bags. What's the point of paying for new ones every time? It costs us money and the plastic is seriously bad for the environment.
It sounds like I've converted you. Well done, boys.
And just think, if we save loads of energy and money,
we might have enough to buy a new Xbox game.
Nice try.
It pays to be an eco-warrior. Why don't you have a think about the changes you could make at home to conserve energy? And in doing so, saving money and keeping fit. If you want to practice making choices, why not go online and try out our Consequence Challenge?
Values, Money and Me, with support from Experian. Find out more at funkidslive.com/choices.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.